wine, the ram is small. The lion, who was the king of land animals, including birds, strayed to the seashore and waded into the water to bathe himself. The naga dragon, who was the king of water animals, appeared and accused the lion of insulting him by trespassing on his domain. The two quarreled violently. At last, they agreed that each should show his strength, and the one who showed the greater strength should eat the other. The lion showed his might by roaring loudly, and some animals fell down dead. The dragon then showed his might by looking askance at some animals, and they were at once burnt to ashes. "Which is the mightier of us two?" asked the dragon in triumph. "You have to roar to kill, whereas I merely have to look askance." The lion had to admit that the dragon was the mightier, but he pleaded, "Please grant me some days' respite, for I want to say farewell to my family before I'm eaten up." The dragon was agreeable and asking the lion to come to the seashore 7 days later. He disappeared beneath the water. The lion went back to his home, looking crestfallen. The little rabbit, who lived nearby, noticed the unusual demeanor of the lion and inquired why his majesty was looking so sad. The lion told him about his encounter with the dragon. "Do not lose hope, my lord," said the rabbit, "for I will devise a way to save you from the dragon." The rabbit then went and called the bird Harold. "Harold," said the rabbit, "you go far and wide on the king's business. Have you ever come across the Galloon bird who eats up dragons?"
"I have heard about him, wise rabbit," replied the bird Harold, "but I have never seen him. He is a spirit bird and does not come to our forest. And as the king has no authority over him, I have had no occasion to go in search for him."
"Is it not possible to go and find him?" queried the rabbit.
"It will be difficult," replied the herald.
"And even if I do find him, he will not care to come as he owes no allegiance to King Lion."
"Then I must find a substitute," said the rabbit.
"Harold, please assemble all the birds and beasts at the seashore on the 7th day from now." On the appointed day, the rabbit inspected the hundreds of birds and beasts who stood assembled at the call of the bird herald.
"I am looking for a big bird," exclaimed the rabbit.
"A very big bird."
The eagle came forward.
The stork came forward.
The vulture came forward.
And the adjutant bird came forward.
But "Bigger, bigger," cried the rabbit. Then a curious-looking bird stepped forward. He was thick and square and mighty, and as big as the elephant.
"Who is this stranger?" asked the rabbit in surprise.
"I thought I knew all the birds and beasts."
"He is bird, big, blunt, multicolored," replied the bird herald proudly.
"And even I, herald of the forest, have seen him only twice before. He is very shy and hates company. He has come here out of sheer loyalty to his king."
"How clever of you, bird herald," praised the rabbit, "to bring him to this assembly."
All the birds and beasts gave a cheer and said they would change the clever bird's name from Bird Herald to Bird Clever. and by the latter name is he known at the present day. The rabbit instructed the bird, big, blunt, muddy-colored, to hide himself behind some trees and to flap his wings and peck with his beak at the trees when the dragon came. Then the rabbit went to the lion and conducted him to the seashore. The lion gave a roar to intimate to the dragon that he was there, and at once the dragon appeared from underneath the sea. "Ho ho!" laughed the dragon. "So the mighty king of land animals is ready to be eaten up, huh?" At that moment, he heard the flap of mighty wings and the peck of mighty beak. "What is that?" he asked in alarm. "It is the Gollum bird," whispered the rabbit. "He heard that you were coming here to eat up the lion, and he has been waiting behind those trees since dawn." "But where is friend Dragon?" the rabbit asked in faint surprise, for the dragon in one great dive had returned to his home beneath the waters. "Thank you, bird, big, blunt, muddy-colored," said the lion. "You saved my life." All the birds and beasts embraced the big bird and kissed him with their beaks or with their lips. As there were so many beasts and so many birds, and as they kissed with so much zeal, by the time all the kissing was over, the mighty bird had shrunken to a size even smaller than that of the sparrow. The bird, big, blunt, multicolored, now stood as the small wren, and from that day onwards, he was never again called bird, big, blunt, multicolored, and came to be known instead as the bird kissed with the lips. And by the latter name is he known today.